Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. I am excited. I am here. I am ready to start talking about this topic today. I am excited today about this topic. Today I'm going to be talking about how you can become a winner. Today's topic, the secret to being a winner. You know, when I think about being a winner, let's face it, you're already a winner. The very fact that you tuned into this show lets me know that you are on track to the best life that you've ever lived, that you've ever experienced, that you've ever seen. But I want to give you some things that when it comes to various challenges and setbacks, because, you know, we all have setbacks along the way. But as I once heard a motivational speaker say, a setback is a setup for a comeback. And you can still win. You know, Les Brown used to love to say, if I get knocked down, as long as I can look up, I can get up. And, you know, some of us, that's the attitude that we have to adopt. Let me tell you the first one again. A setback is a setup for a comeback. So when you hit a setback in your life, instead of having a pity party after a pity party after another pity party, what you need to do is sit back and look to your future. See, a lot of people, one of the secrets to winning in life, to being a winner, is that you're looking to your future and not your past. See, long as you look to the past, you will be stuck, you will be hindered, you will be confused, you will be tired, you will feel drained, even oppressed and depressed. But when you start looking to your future, no matter how bad your current situation is, the future can always look brighter than the current situation. For instance, in the current situation, I could be flat out broke with no money. But my future is a place of vision. The future is a place of opportunity. The future is a place of dreams. Now, I'm not going to be foolish enough to dream myself poor. That's how we used to think. That's how I used to be. I could, you know, but for my future, I'm going to see myself wealthy. I may be sick right now, but in the future, I'm going to see myself healed, whole, going on, going forward. So that is one of the secrets right there to being a winner, is that you got to look at your future and not your past. Now, here's another secret to being a winner. See, we want to be winners. I mean, who wants to be a loser? Absolutely no one. Nobody wants to lose. Sometimes we lose and get comfortable with it. But that's why you tuned in to the Coach Lalisa Show. That's why some of you tune in each and every day, because you want to hear, you want to be told, you want to emphatically know that you are a winner, that you are on to something great and something big, and you want the steps on how to get it done. So this is what you got to do. Number one, and I know you heard us say this before, and again, I welcome each and every person to the show. I know in the chat room we have some guests. We have Coach Jay on in the chat room. He is definitely going to be here tomorrow to push us even deeper and higher in this place that we call success. Success. It is real. It is going to happen for you. The secret to being a winner is that you have to have the right mindset. You cannot be a winner with a negative mindset or with the wrong mindset, okay? And as a matter of fact, Mr. Jay Early in the chat room is giving us a YouTube that we can watch and to really enjoy. So I want you to certainly email me, and I can get that email to you so that you could absolutely, you know, watch that. But you want to definitely have the right mindset. The mindset is everything. Your mind tells you whether you're going to have a good day or a bad day, whether you're going to be happy or sad, whether you're going to be frustrated or whether you're going to be at ease, whether you're going to be stressed or whether you're going to feel energetic. I'm telling you, the mind is a terrible thing to waste, but you have to take control of your thoughts and your thinking. So in the secrets to becoming a winner, you want to be able to play this game of life, and you want to be able to win. All right, some of you, I know you're like me. You're just sick and tired of having to scramble for the next decision that you're going to make, or you're just sick and tired of feeling frustrated as if, okay, I don't know what today is going to hold. But you want to actually go to bed at night, go to sleep, understanding that you have the power, that God has given you the power to take charge of your life. He says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you might discover the good and perfect and acceptable will of God. So he has left it in your care, in your charge, to discover it, to transform your mind. You have the power. You have the power to be a winner, but you have to think like a winner. The next thing you have, yes, you look at any sports. You can look at basketball, football, tennis, hockey. You can look at swim meets. You can look at any sports. The winners, they first had to think they were winners, regardless of the team that they were on. Individually, you have to think that you are a winner. And a winner does what? A winner looks to the future. The winner doesn't sit back and cry over the loss they had in the past. They look at it. They look at what they did wrong. They address it. They make changes. They make adjustments. Maybe they need to work out more. Maybe they need to get more rest. Maybe they need to let some people go. Maybe they need to hang out with new people. Whatever the situation is, they assess it and they're willing to move forward. You, as winning in life, have to take clues from people in sports and apply them to your life. Or you could take, sports is a very good place to get clues from in terms of winning at life, because they have taken the best of the tools and strategies and techniques and they've rolled it all into one set. Or you could take companies, organizations that are very successful, the IBMs of the world, the Procter & Gambles of the world, the Microsofts, the Googles. You have to take their strategies and their tools and their tips. Now look at GE. For years, they had a very, very, very powerful success strategy. you know, they would get rid of the lowest performing people within the organization. And so you can do the same. Get rid of the things that are not serving you well. Get rid of the people that are basically luggage, extra baggage, excess baggage, that every time you talk to them, they're negative and down and out. This will help perpetuate a losing mindset, a state of failure. You have to get rid of the fear of being a success, and at the same time, get rid of the fear of being a failure. If you want to be a winner, what does a winner enjoy? Well, a winner enjoys happiness and fulfillment. A winner enjoys knowing that they are making an impact in the lives of people all around them. You know, I tell you, you know, that's that secret to winning, is knowing that everywhere you go and everyone that you're around, that you are making a successful impact. You know, nobody wants to show up somewhere and know that you're being a damper to people or that you're being a hinder to people. You want to make an impact. You know, as children of Christ, as children of the King, we're supposed to be changing the atmosphere for the better. You cannot change the atmosphere for the better if you don't have the mindset of a winner. You've got to know that you're a winner. See, when you know that you're a winner, you cease. You cease. You stop. You put an end to tearing down other people. You cease. You stop. You put an end to being jealous of other people, of what they have, okay, of what you don't have. You know, some people think, well, I'm not jealous of other people have. Well, you might be doing something similar to that if you're always complaining about what you don't have. See, that's the other side to being jealous of people that have what you don't have. You have to be happy. You know, God is looking for people who is happy and satisfied and content. The Word of God says, be content with what you have. You know, God will really, he's never going to give you more until you're happy with what you have. See, that's the mindset of a winner, is that you're happy with what you have. You appreciate what God has already given you. Well, if you just tuned into the show, we're right about at the halfway mark, and I'm talking today about the secrets to being a winner. You can be a winner, but you must first have the mind of a winner. You must think like a winner. And how does a winner think? A winner thinks, again, is always in planning mode. The winner sets goals. A winner knows that without setting a goal, you're kind of aimlessly going about things. But there's no need of really setting a goal. We were talking yesterday on a show that I do on Sunday evenings at 6. My guest and I was on there, Minister Patricia Martin, and we were talking about this very powerful book that we're now reading, Understanding the Purpose and the Power of Woman. And in this book by Dr. Miles Monroe, he talks about the power and the purpose of a woman. So you have to first know, if you're going to be a winner, you want to understand, number one, that you were created with a purpose in mind and that your job is to find that purpose. My sister and I, we have been doing purpose seminars for about 5 years now, maybe a little bit longer. We used to do we used to speak at a yearly retreat down in Dallas, Texas, the Daughters of Zion, and they would invite us down, and typically, I was one of the presenters there for about 3 or 4 years in a row, and one of the things that always came out was dealing with your purpose. You know, I can't help you out if you don't first know that you have a purpose in life. So when I get people would come to me talking about, well, I don't have a purpose, or I don't know how to find my purpose, or they would say things like, well, I've been looking for my purpose for so long, and I can't find it. And then, you know, I would have a, you know, separate discussion with my sister about that. And I said, you know, I really feel bad for people that can't find their purpose. And I says, well, you know, I start telling people, okay, until you find your purpose, Your purpose is to find your purpose. That is your purpose. That becomes your purpose. And so if you end up spending 20 years trying to find your purpose, it's better than going 20 years thinking that you don't have one. You see, I'd rather that you search for a purpose, at least knowing that you have one. Because believe me, you, what I know, because God has showed me that once a person starts looking for their purpose, God is now obligated to show up and show you your purpose. See, because he has given you a purpose, and he just wants you to begin to search for it. Because in searching for your purpose, you're going to be talking to people, asking them, and if you talk to me, I'm going to tell you to look for your purpose inside of God, inside of Christ, and he will show you. Okay? So, Coach Jay is in the coach room, and he is saying, a winner never stops trying. And he said that comes from a football coach. Some of you know football coach Tom Landry. I believe he was the coach of a very famous football team, but I don't know which one, but I do know the name. I want to welcome also Bally 10, also in the chat room. God bless you. So, you know, I'm not as much of a football fan as my husband is. He could tell me in 2 seconds who Coach Landry was over. But a winner, you got to have a winning mindset. Now, here's a mindset of a winner. Study people like Michael Jordan, even Tiger Woods. He has a winner's mindset. Now, you might say, yeah, but he's not doing good right now. That might be what you're saying, but that's not what he's thinking. Even though he's not doing good right now, in his mind, he's still a winner. So he's going to go out there, and he's going to play the game. Now, what he's going to do is he's going to not take his loss as the end of the world. See, a loser will lose, and they'll give up. But see, a winner never quits. You know, they say, there's a quote out there that says, quitters never win. They never win, ever. If you quit, you will never be a winner. That is a guarantee. However, likewise, the counterpart guarantee to that is, if you are a winner, you will never quit. And that is essentially how you win. That's what your mindset is going to be like. You know, oh, the Dallas Cowboys. Thank you, Coach Jay. Hallelujah. He's given me, yes, Coach Tom Landry. He is the coach of the Dallas Cowboys, or at least he was. I'm not sure if he is still. All right, wonderful, wonderful. But listen, now, I know last week I gave out, for those of you who want a copy of my book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. If you don't have the book, if you go to my website and you order the book, it's only $15, and the book is packed with powerful strategies, tips, tools, nuggets of wisdom. Purchase the book, and if you order it because you heard it right here on the show, you will also get a copy of a CD that I put together called You've Got the Power to Overcome Every Setback, Every Obstacle, Every Hindrance That Has Come Into Your Life. And I tell you the reasons why. I give you some real-life examples. Thank you, Bally 10 in the chat room that says that is true. Get that book, and I will also throw a workbook in there that will help you close the gap in your life that will help you become a success. I call it my personal success model. So I'll give you that workbook also, and it's just a few simple questions and steps that you can do. But also with that, I will throw in, if you heard it on this call and you email me and let me know, I will throw in also, anybody who purchases the book today before midnight, I will also throw in a half-hour private coaching session with myself, and you will be able to see how your life is going to change and explode. So, and I'll also make that available to any of your friends or colleagues. Again, if they purchase the book before midnight tonight, they're going to get the book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. It's absolutely my best-selling book. I've sold a little over 2,000 copies already all around the country. Also, the CD, also one of my best-selling CDs, You've Got the Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are, the CD, and a workbook where you can answer some questions to help close any success, financial, health, weight loss, or any other gap that you have in your life. Now, back to the show, back to talking today about the secrets to being a winner. I said before that the number one secret to being a winner is your mindset. You have to change it. And that's why I want you to get that book, Release Your Power. In the very first chapter, I talk about choosing to change. I talk about changing your thinking, changing the people you're around, changing your background, changing your settings. I talk in that book about assessing your skills, talents, gifts, and abilities. Without that, you are doomed. I'm telling you, people, we were talking about that yesterday on the Sisters in the Spirit show. If you don't know what you're talented at, what your gifts are, what your skills and abilities are, and if you don't know the purpose that God has for you in your life, you are going to abuse yourself. And get this, now others can abuse you. Again, I don't have time this morning to go over all the scenarios in my life where I was going down the wrong path, being abused and misused by others and by myself. I was the biggest perpetrator of abuse for Lilisa, the biggest by far, bigger than Satan, bigger than the devil, bigger than his imps, bigger than people, bigger than ex-boyfriends. I was the biggest abuser of Lilisa because why? I didn't know my purpose. I didn't know I was a winner. I didn't know that I had talents, gifts, skills, and abilities that I was supposed to be using. See, some people have these things, but they do not use them. But I don't want that to happen to you. That's the only way you're going to really be a winner. Now, when I went into the Navy, the United States Navy, at age 23, they gave us this little quote to repeat, and I'm going to give it to you. Some of you have heard it before, but for some of you, it is the first time. Every word in the quote only has two letters. Two letters. Every word in this quote. Listen to this. If it is to be, it is up to me. 10 words. 10 words. All of them have just two letters in it. If it is to be, it is up to me. That's what they told us the moment I got off that airplane, got off that bus down in Orlando, Florida, where I did my boot camp for 2 months, 8 weeks of boot camp, because in the Navy, that at that time, 1980, that was the only place where women went for boot camp. Today, women go to boot camp in the Navy, in Great Lakes, where my niece went, and other places. But back then, there was only, because there wasn't that many women in the Navy. There were more women in the Army, possibly the Air Force, but the Navy, there wasn't that many women. So it was enough, it was only a few of us, and so they could train all of us right down in Orlando, Florida. But that is what they told us. That is the mindset absolutely for a winner. You can win, but not without the mindset of a winner. Now, Valley 10, thank you for that question. Do you have any strategies for motivation, especially when someone strives to win but temporarily stalls when things don't change fast enough? Great question, and I'm going to take that question and try to get through that answer because I know there's only a few minutes left to the show, but we have 5 minutes. Believe me, you, in radio time, that's a lot of minutes. Now, and Jay has also, I believe, has a comment here. Let's see. He says that Jay Early, who's also going to be on the show tomorrow, please tune in. Tell everybody you know to tune in tomorrow, Coach K and Coach Jay, a new coaching team that we're trying to create here. He says that he would say to get Coach Lilisa on a private basis sometime in life when you need to have help pulling the greatness out of us. Oh, absolutely, Mr. Jay, you are absolutely right. That's what happened to me. Trust me, I didn't do this on my own. People had to, boy, they did some pulling. They had to get like an 8-horse team to drag this out of me. It did not happen by myself. Certainly God has positioned people. He has ordained people to be life coaches, success coaches. And before they were coaches, people just called them mentors. Before they were calling them mentors, they were just calling them people that was like a role model and things like that. But he absolutely said that we need to have these things pulled out of us. Now, I would also say that you're right. Temporarily, you run into a place where you may be at the end of your rope. You may feel like giving up. I've been there. I've felt like giving up. And I've given up. There's been things I have given up on, had to let it go, just like high school. I dropped out of high school, had given up on it, let it go. But I also went back to it, and I picked it up. So some things, once your energy or your focus changes, once you get that new perspective, you're able sometimes to go back and finish something that you didn't quite finish. Sometimes you have to let go. One I learned when I was in junior college in the early parts of the 1990s, and I was, you know, going back to school for the first time after all those years, after 15 years of being a high school dropout, and I remember sitting there doing math and what have you, and it was, you know, difficult for all those after all those years having left school. And one of the things I learned, and I was taught, and I did grasp it. See, a lot of things we're taught, but we don't grasp. So they taught me that when you're working on a math problem and you're having, you got that roadblock where you can't get the answer, they told me, let go. Go cook dinner. Go, you know, make the bed. Go clean the house. Do something. And then come back to the problem. And sometimes when you give your mind a little break, a little rest, you'll be able to, you know, pick back up and, you know, go on, and things will kind of unstall. And when it comes to change fast enough, you know, there's really no such thing, because patience is a virtue. And so you may think it's going to work out in this amount of time, but God's plan is that it's going to work out in that amount of time. So sometimes we have to let go of what we think is fast enough, or what we think. Sometimes we think we're out of time, but sometimes we're right on time because, you know, things always appear like that sometimes. So anyway, I just wanted to share that with you today. Change your mindset. Keep focused on the future, but you're operating in the present, but you're looking. Because in other words, remember, the future is bright. Also, set some goals, set some plans. Like right now, I'm already planning on how I'm going to handle all the things that I have to do in front of me, the workshops, the seminars, the coaching, the radio show. I'm already making plans on how that's going to come about. We're trying to make a trip to Kenya. There's a minister there who wants me to come do a ministry for their church. I'm trying to work that out now. I'm not going to wait here. I'm working on that now. So everybody stay motivated. Remember, you are a winner. But you got to change your mindset. You got to think like a winner. And if it is to be, it is up to you. You got to say that. If it is to be, it is up to me. Repeat that after me. If it is to be, it is up to me. And remember, a setback is just a setup for a comeback. And like Les Brown says, one of my men, if I get knocked down, as long as I can look, he said, if I get knocked down, let me fall on my back, because as long as I can look up, I can get up. And that's what I want you to do. See your future and get up to getting there. And don't, and please, please come back tomorrow morning. Coach K, Coach J Early, they're going to be awesome. It's going to be hot. Tomorrow we're going to the hour format. So get ready. Set your timers from 7:30 to 8:30. Again, tell anybody that you know who can get the book, who wants the book, Release Your Power. I will make the same offer to any of your friends and your colleagues, that they will get the book, the CD, and a workbook, all for and a half-hour coaching from me, all for the $50. But don't miss out. You can connect with me, listen to this outro, and you will get the email and all the information you need. Take care and have an awesome day.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Felicia Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.